Newspaper headlines frequently require a lot of pragmatic inferencing. In the headline itself, it's often quite unclear as to what exactly is meant, and therefore later on in the article, you're given the additional information that makes it clear what is intended. Let's look at a couple of examples that I saw recently. Here's a headline, and it was on a rotating lights notice board, which also gave all of the share market results. And it said, fewer Aussies using organ black market. Okay, there's some ambiguity there. Fewer Aussies than what? And what is an organ black market? Are these people selling pipe organs? The inferencing that one has to go to is to suppose that the organ black market is a black market in human organs, that is, there's a trade in human organs. But it's only a guess, it's just an inference. And so you actually have to go to the story, which of course in one of those rotating lights notice boards isn't actually there. So you're left partly in the dark. Here's another one from the same notice board. Roosters put mower on notice for contract. Okay, who are the roosters? Where are the roosters? What sort of roosters are these? Well, if you're in Sydney, you know that the Roosters are a rugby league team, and therefore it's probable that mower is not the ancient flightless bird of New Zealand, but a rugby league player. And what does it mean to put a rugby league player on notice? It's hard to say, really. Put someone on notice has a particular meaning. In this case, it's hard to know how you can be put on notice for a contract. Therefore, you have to read the newspaper. But of course, with rotating headlines and lights, there is no newspaper, and you're left, again, partly in the dark.